This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, we too. We're still coming to you live from Elangeni Hotel, where the 11th annual Focus Conference is currently underway. And I've been telling you about this person who is joining me right now. I was just mentioning some of the things that he touched on during his plenary sessions. He touched on so many things. But without saying more, Prof. Bauer, how are you?
Very well.
Thank you for joining us.
It's very good to be with you. Thank you.
Yes. So we're at the 11th Focus Conference, and you did your first session. There was a question that I was actually going to ask you, which was, in the 30 years of democracy, how has this impacted the higher education? And you said that it's not really the right question to ask. You said that, what has the journey been like in the 30 years of democracy? How has the higher education contributed in the 30 years of democracy? So in your own words, how do you think the higher education sector contributed in the 30 years?
No, I think that's a very good question. Mm. And I think that, you know, it's a mixed story.
Yes.
I think, as I mentioned, I think when we think about the fees must fall, roads must fall, demonstrations, and the closure of so many universities and so on. I think there was a signal there to us that actually, you know, for many young people and their parents, the role of the universities wasn't as much as they had expected
for the
future of our country. Now, of course, you know, it's a very complex story, right? Because it's not just about the universities, it's about the economy, it's about geopolitics, it's about corruption, all of that, right? But there is a very serious question. That question is, to what extent have the universities contributed to building a new society?
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, as I mentioned, I think it's a mixed story. So we've done very well, for example, in increasing the number of young people at universities. We've more than doubled the number of students over the 30-year period. More importantly, I think that that the race demographics of the and the gender demographics of the universities has changed dramatically. So those are all very positive things. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, to what extent has the universities contributed to social mobility, you know, to getting families into better financial situations? To what extent have we contributed to building a more inclusive society?
Yes.
Those are very good questions to ask. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, it's not simply about the universities. It's about how the universities have worked within a very complex society.
Mm.
I'll give you another example, which I think is an important one, and that is, it's taken us a long time for the universities to improve the quality of the teaching and learning, and in particular, to improve the throughput rate. Again, you see, the argument is always that the schooling system is not working so well, so we shouldn't expect. But to have a dropout rate of 40%, you know, which is what it was, is unacceptable. We've made progress now, you know, especially with contact students. We've made a lot of progress, but still, there's still a lot to be done in that area. And I think the other really important question to ask ourselves is, to what extent have the universities contributed to building social cohesion, to building social mobility, social cohesion, meaning to what extent have the universities really generated a generation of South Africans who are comfortable with each other, you know, in terms of race and gender and so on.
Yes. So,
and we also can't avoid discussing difficult issues like the issue of gender-based violence on our campuses and so on. So, and the abuse of alcohol and drugs and all of those things. Yeah. So, so as I said, it's a mixed picture. But generally speaking, I think that a lot has been achieved, but more could have been achieved. Yeah.
Okay, just bring into my last question, since you've already touched on so many things. You didn't mention during your plenary sessions that in today's age, some people see it as a scam going to varsity, because what's the point of going to varsity, attending classes, if the unemployment rate keeps growing? So how do you think academics in the higher education sector can assist in eradicating, or maybe like assisting with lessening the unemployment rate? Yeah.
See, it's a tough question. So let me make 2 points about that. The first is that the unemployment rate of graduates is way below the general unemployment rate. So, you know, the general unemployment rate is about 33%. For graduates, it's about 10%.
Yes.
So that's a very good sign. It means that actually graduates are still being absorbed by the economy. But I think the most central point is that the universities can't create jobs, you know.
Yes.
That's really done by the economy. So the question I think that we have to ask ourselves is, to what extent can the universities contribute to building a more inclusive society? And to what extent can they perform research which contributes to building a more... So I think that's the question to ask. And I think, again, it's a big story, I think. There's a lot of research going on which should be very useful. But on the other hand... have the universities really contributed to building the capacity of young people to enter entrepreneurship, for example?
Yes.
So those are important questions. So I think, you know, the way to think about the way in which I pose these questions is that it's almost too easy to say what has happened to the universities in the last 30 years. You know, we know that, you know, the numbers have doubled, more than doubled. The participation of women is excellent. Excuse me. But on the other side, it's to what extent have universities contributed to building a better society?
Definitely. Thank you so much, Prof. Bauer. Thank you so much. And I think for those that didn't catch Prof. Bauer's plenary session, you can catch it online. It is being streamed online.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.